Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 25th. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. We're in John chapter 8 today. We'll be reading verses 12 through 30. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs. We're in chapter 16, verses 10 through 20. In John's Gospel today, we will hear Jesus say the second I am statement. Do you remember the first one in chapter 6, verse 35? It was, I am the bread of life. And today he talks about being the light of the world. But if you do not understand the context into which Jesus spoke these words, it's not as powerful. I remember learning about this in seminary and I was floored. So Jesus is speaking these words at the Festival of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. The people would come to Jerusalem and they would set up these tent-like structures in the courts outside of the temple. And the priests would set up these giant lanterns in the women's court around the temple. And they would use worn-out garments of the priests as wicks for the lanterns. And they would light these lanterns at night during the festival. And the light illuminated the whole temple area and all the area where the people had their tents set up. And they were able to sing and dance, and the light carried all throughout the place. We kind of take for granted we have street lights and lights in our houses, but when it was dark in their day, it was really dark. And so these lanterns provided for them during the festival. And this festival was a festival that reminded them of their preservation during the wilderness wandering. So do you remember that during the wilderness, God led the people by cloud during the day and by light or fire at night? And so this festival was to remember God leading them through the wilderness and providing for them. And it's in this context, at this festival, in the midst of these huge lanterns, that Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. You see these lanterns lit and they illuminate the darkness. And that is what I do for you. I bring you out of darkness. And so as I read today, I hope that context gives you a little excitement and a little more understanding. John chapter 8, starting in verse 12. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You are testifying about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I am not judging anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I am the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it has been written that the testimony of two men is true. I am he who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me. So they were saying to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one seized him because his hour had not yet come. Then he said again to them, I go away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. So the Jews were saying, Surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, Where I am going, you cannot come. And he was saying to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they were saying to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, What have I been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. And the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world. They did not realize that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. Before we move on, I just want to reiterate that Jesus is the light of the world. And when he says, "I am the light of the world," the Pharisees hear that he is making a connection with God's covenant name, and they are mortified. They cannot understand how Jesus, a human, can be God himself. And Jesus tries to explain to them that he and the Father are one, but they are not on the same plane. They're not hearing what Jesus is saying. They cannot understand. Their hearts are darkened. And so I want us to think about what it means to have the light of Christ in us, to believe in him, what a gift it is. And I read somewhere that someone said, a little bit of light can go a long way in the darkness. So I just want to encourage you today, wherever you are, whatever chance you have to speak a word for Christ and to be the presence of Christ, the light of Christ in your world, let us just pray that the Holy Spirit would use whatever gift we give today, whatever opportunity we have to spread his light and to speak a good word, that Jesus is Lord and that he is light. He is the source of illumination that brings us out of the darkness. And now we'll turn over to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 16 today, verses 10 through 20. This is the word of the Lord. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The fury of a king is like messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face is light, and his favor is like a cloud with the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who gives attention to the word will find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Goodness gracious, there's a lot of good stuff in here. Pride comes before the fall. He who gives attention to the word, that's what we're doing, will find good. And ultimately, he who trusts in the Lord is blessed. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He's teaching us discretion and righteousness from our lips as we continue through the Proverbs. As we end today, I want to read an excerpt from the fifth day of prayer in the Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. I think this speaks to trusting the Lord with our lives. Will you pray with me? I am content, O Father, to leave my life in your hands, believing that the very hairs upon my head are numbered by you. I am content to give over my will to your control, believing that I can find in you a righteousness that I never could have won for myself. I am content to leave all my dear ones to your care, believing that your love for them is greater than my own. I am content to leave in your hands the causes of truth and of justice, and the coming of your kingdom in the hearts of men, believing that my ardor for them is but a feeble shadow of your purpose. To thee, O God, be glory forever. Amen.